The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, and behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the feast day today, the feast day of the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As far as feasts are concerned, this is a real new kid on the block. It's only been around since 1954. It was Pope Pius XII who put this feast day 1 week after the Feast of the Assumption to give special emphasis to the Feast of the Assumption. Now, the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you're tempted to think that this is just a nice little feast day. You're tempted to think that this is a nice, sweet, pious little feast day. Sort of how you're tempted to think that we call Mary a queen out of pure affection for her, out of pure emotion, you know, very much like perhaps a father might go up to his little daughter and touch her on the nose and say, "Oh, my little queen." Pure affection, pure emotion, sweet, pious little feast day, right? Wrong, wrong. Here's a feast day with a fascinating history and with great, great spiritual implications. So let's begin at the very beginning. Why do we even call Mary a queen? Why? The answer, of course, is because Jesus is the king. Point of historical fact, Jesus is the descendant of King David. He is the rightful heir to the throne of Israel. But go back to the Old Testament and read. Read the book of Chronicles. Read the books of Kings. And you'll discover that Israel does not just have a king, that Israel also has a queen, and that the queen is not the wife of the king. The queen is the mother of the king, and she's got a special role. Her job is to be the intercessor before the throne of the king on behalf of the people for their needs, especially those who are most needy, those who are most downtrodden. Now, I hope you already know that Jesus is not just some kind of historical king as if to place him on the par with Charlemagne or Napoleon III. Jesus is the king of heaven and earth, and that is why, biblically speaking, we call Mary the queen of heaven and earth. And she has this same task now and forever, to be the intercessor before the throne of the king, on behalf of the people, especially those who are most downtrodden, especially those who have most need of God's mercy. Now, people will say that Catholics emphasize the Blessed Virgin Mary too much. We just cook the soup too thick. I remember in college a girl coming up to me. She says, "You Catholic?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Why do you give so much importance to Mary? I mean, I get it. I get it. She was the mother of Jesus. But I mean, queen of the universe? I mean, come on. Why do we give so much importance to Mary?" We don't, actually. We don't give her any more or any less importance than God the Father gives her. And honestly, point in fact, most of us give her too little importance because we're so busy worrying that we're going to offend somebody. Or perhaps in the most absurd of all thoughts, the idea that we're going to somehow steal thunder from Jesus, right? And so we tend to downplay Mary. We tend to say that she's just, you know, what is one more saint? Now, be truthful. She might just be a human being, but she is not just one more saint. She has a unique role in God's plan. There is only one queen, a role that will never be taken away. And we pray for one another, don't we? All the time. People come up to the priest all the time. They say, "Will you please pray for this? Will you please pray for that?" And that's all fine and good. But please understand that the bonds that knit us together on earth don't unravel with death. If our prayers for one another down here matter, how much more do the prayers of those who have died matter? If the prayers of the saints matter, how much more do the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary matter? Let's ask for those prayers to help us today. Queen of heaven and earth, pray for us.